when you look back on the game, we were very good first half, so there's lots of positives in that respect, and it could have been game over. Second half, we weren't at it as well as we should do, or should have been, and have been. We didn't pass the ball as well as we could do, and ultimately, if you give the ball away cheaply like we did against MK Dons, a team who were good with the ball, then you're going to spend a lot of time chasing shadows, and that's how it panned out, really. So I was frustrated with them because we'd gone from the level that we had at the first half to being poor in the second half, and it just felt that it was deserved criticism of the players for what 90% of the season had been very, very good, and you can't get away from that fact. But Saturday was disappointing because it was a valuable three points to be won, and obviously it was two thrown away at the end.
If you look back across the season, as you say, those type of performances have been very rare, but when they have happened, there's been a good bounce back.
Yeah, look, then that's what they are. They're a great bunch to work with, and there's very far and few days that we've had like Saturday's second half performance. That's why it's probably frustrating more than anything, because we haven't seen that too many things like that. And when they have had a poor performance, they've got straight back out and gone and got a good performance and good result. So, we can't shy away from the fact that we were poor second half, but we've had a fantastic season so far. Played some big teams, had some great results. We just don't want to let our standards drop below what we set ourselves for large parts of the season.
And on the injury front, how are you looking? Tom Clark and Jordan Hugo returned to the bench but didn't play. You're still without Callum Woods. Is there an update on that?
Callum's making progress. We'll see how we are with him this morning. He did some running at the weekend, so there's a strong possibility he could be back for Tuesday. I would expect if he's not for Tuesday, then Friday he should be all right as well. So it's nice to have that. Tom only dropped back in training after the doctor cleared him on Friday, so a bit too quick. And Jordan just dropped back in on Friday as well. So they cleared themselves fit, which is great. Didn't need to use them, so it gives them an extra couple of days' recovery, and we'll see where we go with Tuesday night now.
And how great was it to see Jermaine back starting and back amongst the goals as well?
No, I think it was fantastic, a lift for him more than anybody. It's been a long, hard season for him. Felt that he's had a number of minutes coming off the bench. It was a good opportunity to start the game, and he picked up as if he'd never been away. I think 60, 70 seconds in, he's had an opportunity. Obviously not connected well as he'd like to have done, but 5 minutes later he's in the box, used his pace, and a great finish, to be fair, to dink it over the keeper. And all round, I thought it was a handful. Never going to last more than 65, 70 minutes. I've got to be very careful with him, but I thought him and Owen Doyle looked a good partnership and played some very good football and combination play and worked extremely hard in that, especially that first half. So it's nice when you've got them two options who started, then Joe, who give a bit of a breather, and Jordan Hugel as well. So nice to have them options available for this week as well.
And how much of a prospect is it to have Jermaine fully fit and with him being able to complete a full pre-season before the start of the next campaign?
Yeah, look, there's no fact getting away from the fact that we've missed him with his experience, his goals, his pace. He just gives us something in the team that we've not got. Got to be very careful with him, that we don't do too much with him. Everybody expecting him to start the next four or five games, but you've got to be careful. His knee might be fine, but it's obviously fatiguing his muscles that could possibly cause a groin, calf, hamstring injury. So we've got to be very careful that he doesn't do too much too quickly. So whether he starts Tuesday and Friday, we'll have to wait and see. Just nice to have him available and getting that first goal for himself.
How's Joe Garner doing after that penalty save? It's one of those extraordinary moments, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And it's a good save when you look at it again. I think a lot of goalkeepers will be very pleased with that sort of save. I said after the game, it was just one of them incidents that probably summed up our second half performance. Like, I don't think it'll bother Joe too much. I'm not saying bother him because nobody likes to miss penalties, but there's another penalty and he'll probably want to take it. Whether he takes it is a different thing. There'll be other people that will be queuing up maybe to take them now, seeing as he missed it. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Just out of interest, how regularly do you practice penalties as a squad?
The lads have a little bit after training every now and again. I think Joe's got a superstition or a routine that he does probably every Thursday or Friday. He just has a couple of penalties at the end. For whatever reason, he decided to go that side the week before he went the right-hand side against Blackburn, or a couple of weeks before against Blackburn and went in. So it's a, you see the cup competition at the weekend, don't you? That Celtic Rangers, the penalties that were scored and missed, there were some good ones, some bad ones, and that's just how it can be. But it would have been it's a great opportunity to go and win the game and get the 3 points.
Yeah, Saido Berahino had 2 saved as well. Sometimes it's just how it goes.
Well, it is as well, and I suppose before the game started, you look at the stats, etc., and we've not beat MK Dons at home in 4 or 5 games, and we've won every time we've been down there, and I've done really well down there as well. So sometimes you get teams where it doesn't happen at a ground or against an opposition, but get away from that sort of start. We should have won the game based on how well we'd played first half and the opportunities that we'd had second. Callum Robinson has a fantastic opportunity. And not blaming the lad, but he's got to hit the target and make the keeper work, or the centre-forward work, who's in the nets.